Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, September 21st. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 33,925 head will be offered. 6,300 feeder steers, 6,400 feeder heifers, 7,200 weaned calves, 5,900 calves on cows, and 7,600 beef dairy crosses. Check out all the details at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Crop progress numbers out yesterday afternoon showing us that we've made a little bit of progress in getting the 2024 hard red winter wheat crop into the ground. Winter wheat crop nationally, we're now 15% planted. That's just a point behind the five-year average. Texas now 15% planted, 2 points behind five-year average. Oklahoma 12% planted, right on track with the five-year average, up from 5% a week ago. And Kansas, 8% planted. That's a couple of points behind their five-year average. The corn crop, U.S. corn crop, soybean crop, cotton crop, continuing to hold about steady on the condition. We're down 1 point on the U.S. corn crop condition, now 51% in good to excellent shape. 9% of the U.S. corn crop has now been harvested. That's a couple of points ahead of the five-year average. We're starting to see a little bit of a harvest going on in the I states, Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa. And Kansas is up to about 1/4 of their corn crop now harvested, 27%. That's well ahead of their 17% five-year average. Harvest for soybeans, meanwhile, 5%. That's up 1 point from the five-year average and just getting started a week ago. So that is our first actual number on soybean harvest for 2023. Soybean crop condition unchanged from a week ago at 52% in good to excellent shape. U.S. cotton crop unchanged from a week ago at 29% in good to excellent shape. 10% of the Texas crop good to excellent shape. 11% of the Oklahoma crop in good to excellent shape. Sorghum crop nationally down 1.43% now in good to excellent shape. We have 75% of the Texas sorghum crop now harvested. 7% of the Oklahoma crop now harvested. Finally, pasture and range conditions. We're at 34% in good to excellent shape nationally, up 1 point from a week ago. Oklahoma, though, huge drop, down by 12 percentage points to 22% in good to excellent shape this week versus a week ago. Texas, 7% good to excellent shape. That's actually a point better than a week ago. Texas, though, is the worst spot in the country, 71%. Poor to very poor in their pasture range ratings. Kansas unchanged on pasture range ratings this week versus last, 17% in good to excellent shape. Missouri at 17% in good to excellent shape as well. That is up by a couple of points compared to 1 week ago. By the way, the numbers from a year ago are rather interesting. 22% good to excellent shape this year for Oklahoma, 9% at this point a year ago. Kansas, 17% this year, 8%. Good to excellent shape a year ago. And while Texas at 7% this year, they were actually at 27% a year ago. Better last year than this year. You've got farm news on Ron. Express Ranch's fall bull sale coming Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 400 head, including 240 Angus bulls and 35 Hereford bulls. All bull selling will have genomically enhanced EPDs available. You can bid live on liveauction.tv or superiorlivestock.com or come and be a part of the sale in person at the ranch. For more details, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranch's fall bull sale, October 2nd. And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, OklahomaFarmReport.com.